Blog Talk Radio.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday. I love doing this program on Sunday mornings, especially when the weather is just gorgeous. I sat out this morning and had my coffee out on my patio, and this is the weather in Las Vegas that people get tricked into moving here. I mean, it's just glorious right now. So for those of you who ever plan to come to Vegas, you might want to do it around, October, end of September, October, and then again, somewhere end of January till about the end of April. The weather here is just fabulous. Anyway, I have a featured caller today. That would be the fabulous Lindsay. Let me get her on the air. Hello, Lindsay. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am. Good morning.
Oh, cool. Now, for those of you, from time to time, I actually do a featured caller. And what that means is that you get a full spread of cards, and I basically tell you what's going on with the cards, and then I let you ask a couple questions. So you actually get a little bit more. It's like a full reading that I do in about 10 minutes. So it's very, very fast and very as thorough as I could possibly be over the air. So, Lindsay, I'm going to go ahead and spread out the whole deck of cards.
Okay.
And I draw five cards.
Bear with me if I have a child in the background.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
Okay.
So I'm drawing the five cards. And then what I do is I shuffle the whole rest of the deck. So when folks are having a full reading with me, this is exactly the format that I lay out. So I'm shuffling the whole deck of cards while I have you on the phone. And it's to put you right here in the moment, all right? Because it's my the style of my readings is from this moment forward. Unless a lot of stuff from the past is weighing on you. I don't really dwell in the past much. Mostly it's from this point forward. And, of course, you know, when I do a reading for someone, it's a picture of that moment. So as soon as we actually talk about what's happened in your reading, the moment changes. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like your perspective, your energy, that changes. So I'm cutting the deck for you right now. All right, here we go. Well, the base of your reading talks about fertility and being pregnant and having a child. That's totally appropriate since you emailed me and you said, hey, you know, I'm having a kid. So, and it looks like it's actually a very, very comfortable pregnancy.
I get no morning sickness. I've been really good.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell by how this card comes up in the surrounding cards. If it's an easy pregnancy easy is not necessarily the word because you're still, you know, pregnant and all that, but because it's awkward and you're bigger and all that. But it's saying that it's a smooth pregnancy, so I'm not worried at all about the pregnancy. What it's also saying here is that you there's a lot of changes connected with what's going to happen with you guys over the next 10 months. And I'm talking about the whole family here because somebody in your household may be getting a brand new job. Do you already know about that?
No, but I've always been hoping for that because, yeah, that would be really great.
Okay. Do you live close to family now?
No, not at all. Really.
Because this is saying that there may be circumstances lining up that get you close to people that you know or are related to you, or, you know, wherever home is, that
okay.
there may be circumstances that re-invite you to go home. And I'm imagining that this would be an offer coming to your husband that you would be
right.
fully on board with. So, and it may be here that, when I say here, in Vegas here, that it's not that it's a bad place for you. It's just
no.
you wish there was more support.
Exactly.
So
yes.
what it's saying, and what I want you to do, and this is, and I tell people this, so anyone listening, I want you to do this if there's some new things you want to draw into your life, all right? And I tell people I tell people about this in my readings, is you take an index card, 3x5 index card, you write down
okay.
five things that you want on the inside, on the lined side of that index card. And then you fold it in half lengthwise, and on the outside of that little tent, you write the word ASK, A-S-K. And this is from the Holy Bible. A stands for ask, S stands for seek, and K stands for knock. Ask and it's given, seek and you'll find, knock and it will be open to you. All right? And
okay.
just put that little folded index card in your wallet or someplace where it's handy and you have it with you almost all the time. And then when you start thinking about the things you want, open up that little index card and just read it. Because I have to tell you, I did this personally. I mean, this works like magic. I basically
said to myself,
it's the power
of positive thinking.
Well, it's partly the power of positive thinking, but I think more importantly, it's the power of focus.
That's,
that when
yeah.
you think of the things that you want, there's like a 40% chance you're going to get it. If you write down the things that you want and you're looking at it, there's a 90% chance you're going to get it. And I have to tell you, I did this on January 1st. We do a little party every January 1st where we have Black Eyed Peas and we do this whole New Year's thing. And we have people sit down and write down their five things on this little index card. Well, I have to
mm-hmm.
tell you, I wrote down five things on my index card. Four out of the five things have already happened.
Wow.
And some of these were really big things that I asked for. So it's or that I'm focusing on. So I just want you to know that this works. Now, would
okay.
you say that your husband's a little high maintenance?
I guess. I never really thought about that.
okay. Because I see several male vibration cards here. When's your husband's birthday?
May.
Okay. Is he a Gemini?
You know what? I don't even know. It's the beginning of May 4th. I don't know if that is.
Oh, that would make him a Taurus. Okay, then this may not be your husband that I'm seeing. This may be that this next child may be a boy, and it also may be, he also may be very, very, very high maintenance.
Oh boy.
Okay. So what it's saying is that there's a little boy here. There's a boy, male, that is incredibly bright, but very hard to keep him focused. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So the quicker that this next child has a routine, the better. So
right.
So and I don't know how you train newborns to sleep through the night. But what it's saying here is that the more discipline, the more routine you introduced into this child's life, the more beneficial it will be for them moving forward.
Okay.
The other thing I want to tell you is that it feels like this last year, that it just feels like you've been going through kind of an unfair sort of set of circumstances. It may just be that a lot of work just seems to fall on your shoulders. And you're having a hard time juggling a lot of this stuff. The other thing that may be going on is you're having a hard time asking for help when things get really rough.
That's always been me. Yes.
What?
Yeah, that's always been me.
Okay.
Always,
so,
always, yeah.
So One of the things that I would like to see you negotiate is I would like to see you negotiate having a little bit more help, whether that means that that you get friendly with another person in the neighborhood that also has kids, that you maybe take turns once a week so that each of you can have a day taking care of each other's kids. Because what I'm seeing here is that you haven't really well, I'll put it this way. You would rather be closer to wherever home is because the network there is automatic for you. And here, you don't. There's a part of you that doesn't even really want to form a network here.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
so until you actually kind of get out of this self-induced loneliness,
okay,
and instead you have to actually initiate that. Until you actually either go through your church for resources, or you decide that that you're going to, you know, see what groups are out there, that, you know, sort of mommy and me groups. Until you decide to do that, that's going to be the vibe. That until you decide that you're going to welcome other people. But what you're really hoping for is what I told you right off the bat, that there's a very strong possibility that your husband could get a job closer to where home used to be, and that you get to actually move back there. And just me telling you that sends such a thrill of delight through you that that you don't even really want to try here. So, and having said that, and it's absolutely okay, seriously, it's absolutely okay if you don't want it to be here. But what I would say to your fabulous husband is go, you know, honey, would you consider at all us moving back? Now that we have another child on the way, you know, would you consider moving back, or maybe looking to see if we can get something there?
Right.
What does your husband do?
He actually works in radio.
He does?
He does the morning show on 106.5 here in Vegas.
He does? Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's nice. Tell him hello for me.
Okay.
Here's the thing, is that what I like about your, and I don't know which one he is, but he's coming up as a guy that's very good at politics where he works, and that the people that work with him really like him. So one of the things that I would recommend for him to do is basically what I've done is, you know, I have this little program on Blog Talk Radio. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see your husband do the same thing, where he can actually develop his own show.
Right.
Where he does
really
outside. What, darling?
That is a really good idea.
Right. So he does, you know, because anybody, you could actually do a radio program on Blog Talk for free if you did it during weird hours, like midnight to five. But the thing is that it's a very, very modest investment to be able to do a radio program. So why don't you have your husband, or just put the little, you know, nudge saying, honey, why don't you do a show on Blog Talk?
Yeah.
Why don't you do a show on Blog Talk? Because I have to tell you, your husband is coming up as a guy that has got this very sort of quirky but not cruel sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but see, there are radio hosts out there that are quirky and cruel, but your husband has, according to this, has a very endearing quality about him, and that's what I'd like to see him bring up. Like, if he did a program that was nothing but maybe local news from Vegas, that's all he did, a program that was just local news from Vegas, it could be picked up across the world, or across the country, around the world,
right?
Because people love to find out quirky stories of Vegas. So he could start with the most famous ones and move on to other ones.
Yeah.
And if there's a possibility to interview the people connected with those stories, that program would be, I think, incredibly interesting. And all he would need to do is get sponsors for it and promote the show to larger radio venues. And then he could actually get himself another job where he's getting paid more money.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just telling you that. Okay, you have any questions for me?
Well, that was actually one of my questions, was if you see us moving. And then you hit my other question. So, really, I'm all taken care of.
Okay. Well, listen, yeah. I'm not very good at predicting the gender of people that are already pregnant. And I know
that's
a really funny thing for me to say. I'm incredibly good at predicting what a person's going to have before they get pregnant. As a matter of fact, there's a story, long story, but basically I told this gal, I said, I'm picking up a pregnancy vibe with you and I'm picking up boy. She goes, well, I'm not pregnant. And I said, well, that's all right. I'm just picking up a pregnancy vibe and boy with you. And then 2 months later, she asked me, she goes, so you picking up any vibes for me? And I said, still picking up the pregnancy vibe, still picking up boy. She goes, well, I'm pregnant. And then she had a boy. So the thing is that's where I'm better. But I don't pick up, I mean, my cards are bringing up boy here, and very high maintenance boy. So when
it could be my current one. He's kind of high maintenance too.
Oh, really?
But,
here's something that might help me. What is the due date of your child?
In April, the end of April.
So beginning of April or end?
End of April, the 24th.
I'm still getting boy.
Okay.
So, but again, I could be wrong because I'm not always right. So as soon as you have your sonogram, email me, okay?
I will.
All right, and thank you for being my featured caller.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, Lindsay, have a great rest of the day.
All right, you too.
Okay,
right,
bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so you all want to be a featured caller like Lindsay just was, then what you need to do is you either need to post on my Mystic Mona Facebook page and send me a message to Mystic Mona through my Mystic Mona Facebook page, and then I can let you know if you're the one that I'll have for my featured caller. I already have somebody for next week, so that's a hint for the week after. I don't have a featured caller yet for the 4th. And sometimes I don't do a featured caller. Sometimes I just go right to the calls. I will have a big announcement probably the Sunday, the 13th of October. I have a big announcement. I can't wait to share it with you all. So make sure that if you decide to tune in any time to this program, and I do appreciate the folks that do take the time to stay tuned in here, a big announcement on October 13th. All right, I'm going to another call here in Vegas, area code 702. Hello, Vegas. Who's this?
Hi, Tori.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
This is Tony.
Tori?
Tony.
Oh, Tony, I'm sorry. You're such a sweet, feminine, light voice that I didn't hear it. All right, so ask me your question.
Well, I was calling back. I called in last month about reconnecting with an ex, and
uh-huh.
You told me to kind of drop him a line and not expect to hear anything from him. And
right.
I still haven't, so I kind of wanted to see where that was standing or...
Well, what it says here, what it says here is that he is. It looks like his attentions are toward another. Now, I don't like her. I mean, I don't like her. I mean, you would be my number one choice if I were him. But what this is saying that is his attentions are focused on another, and she's kind of the B word.
Oh.
Yeah, she, there's no way at all that she's even close to being as fabulous as you are. You needed to know that. But what it's saying is that he's in a somewhat complicated situation right now, and that has his full attention. So what I would do is say, okay, I did what I needed to do. There's closure there because he did not respond because he had the opportunity to. And this is when my beautiful Tony decides to go and focus her attentions on someone that would actually be worthy of her.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for checking in.
Okay, thank
bye.
You so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, see you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 609 area code. Hello, 609. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? This is Eugenia.
Hi, Virginia. What's your question?
Eugenia. Yes, my question is regarding, it's about my job condition and maybe
uh-huh.
my relocation.
Okay. Let me see what the cards want to say for you. Well, this is saying you're incredibly good at whatever you do for work. You're very good at it. What's interesting about your cards is it's actually telling me to tell you to use your own psychic gift to step into the new opportunity. And that part of the struggle you've had is wherever you are right now, it actually says that you thought where you are right now was the new beginning for you. But what it's saying is that that hasn't actually turned out to be the case, that it hasn't, this was not the new beginning that you expected. And so what it's saying here is that if you need to relocate in order for you to have the job that is more aligned with your skills, I totally support it. And I'm going to even say this further, if there's anybody that you can ask to help you into that new situation, where it's help, whether it's help with a move or help with the new getting the new job, this is when you need to ask. Because according to what I'm seeing here is that you will intuitively know what person to ask to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
okay.
What I'd like you to do is instead of thinking that where you are right now didn't work out for you, instead of thinking that way and beating yourself up about the decision to be where you are, I would rather you have the perspective, well, now I know what doesn't work for me. Now I know that this isn't the best place for me. All right. So you don't treat it with don't treat it like it was a mistake. Treat it like it was a discovery, that you've discovered that this wasn't a good fit for you, or wherever you are right now wasn't the place you needed to be, and that rely on your gut instinct and what you really, really want to do at this point. Because if the better job, and according to this it says it is, if the better job is in a different place, then you need to be in the place where the better job is, and that you need to pull all the favors that you possibly can to make sure that your attention, that someone is giving you the attention to get that. Okay?
Yes, but I'm asking you about relocation because I'm going to move the end of the month.
Right.
And if something arrives here, maybe I'm going to stay here, but most everything seems like I'm going to relocate. And did you see something about me moving out of this state or maybe the country?
What it's saying is that wherever you know it would be easy for you to get a job where you would be appreciated, that's where you need to move. That's what that's your own intuition is telling you that. I'm just telling you what the cards are saying for me to tell you, which is saying your own intuition knows that you may need to move, maybe either, you know, within the United States or out of the country to get the job that you need to have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying follow up on that, because it's, according to your specific cards are saying the new beginning is not where you are right now. So
it's
whatever
not.
Physical location mm-hmm. you're at right now, that's not where the job's going to present itself.
Uh-huh. Yes, that is what I feel. And I'm just waiting for the end of the month or another situation to arise. And
okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right, my friend.
Well,
good luck.
Thank you very much. Bye.
And email me when you get the job, because I actually think that if you start reaching out to, you know, maybe the place you used to live or a place that might have been a competitor to the company you used to work for, I actually think that there'll be a job offer pretty quickly for you. Just be willing to relocate.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right,
okay,
my friend. Got to go.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 256 area code. Hello, 256. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. What's your question?
My question is about moving. I'm living temporarily with my aunt, and suddenly she told me I needed to be out in a week. So I've been looking online for places. I preferably like a townhome or a house, and I was looking at thinking about renting an
right.
house instead of into an apartment, and I just want a little little guidance.
Well, okay, here's the thing. You already seem to kind of burn the candle at both ends. That you, I get the feeling that you always seem to put a lot on your plate, and so instead of putting just one or two things on your plate and really concentrating on those one or two things, you have a tendency to put four or five things on your plate. All right, and I'm saying that because what your cards are saying is that you need to go into a place that is as low maintenance as possible when you move. So it may not be the time to actually rent a house, because usually with houses there's yard maintenance that goes along with the house, and there's usually a lot more space to have to deal with in a house. Now, you know, it may also mean that you may eventually set up your own side business, so having the bigger space would make sense. But actually what I'm recommending is that you go into, for the next 6 months, what I call super frugal mode. So that would be to find a place that is as low cost as possible, and that you set yourself up to be incredibly efficient. So that's what your cards are saying, that there is something about the next 6 months where you actually move into a place specifically temporarily. And then you decide on the idea of either a house or a condo.
Okay.
That you're it's funny because I'm seeing some shift here. See, it's so exciting whether you're renting or buying to move into a house, because then you get to move in, you get to set it up, you get all the space, and then once it's done, well, then you have this big house, and I don't care if the house is 1,200 square feet or, you know, 3,000 square feet, you still have this mm-hmm. kind of huge house to maintain. I would rather you take this sort of frugal, reserved mindset for the next 6 months,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because there may be some sort of a shift connected with your job coming, or something coming up where if you were in a house, it would be problematic for you to disengage. But if you were in an apartment, it would be perfect. So there's some other elements here. I just don't want you to set yourself up for further stress by going into something too big or too committed. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right,
okay.
My friend. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 904 area code. Hello, 904. Who's this?
Good morning or good afternoon. My name is Sarah, calling from Florida.
Hi, Sarah. What's your question?
Whew. You know, it's just so interesting. The first, three callers here are talking about moving. And I thought, oh, my God, what is this? Because that's my question. I have to.
Well, okay, do you know what's so funny? Sarah, this is what's funny about my little radio program that I do, is that there are some days that every single call is about relationships. There are some days that almost every single call is about career. And then there are some days where it's just all over the board. So that doesn't surprise me that we've sort of got a theme going. So tell me what your question is.
My question is, I have to move out of a place that I'm so familiar with. I've been here for years, and I can't support it right now. So my question is, I got a person in mind that I was going to ask if I can stay with them, and I have not yet asked that person. So that's my question.
Is this person a dark-haired, dark-eyed man?
No, it's a woman.
Hmm. There's a man here. And by the way, you asked about moving, but I got to tell you about something else first before I address your moving. There's this dark-haired, dark-eyed man that I actually see that you become very close to. So are you in a relationship right now?
Hardly. I mean, the person I'm in a relationship with is just a companion of choice.
Oh, I love that term. That's my favorite
term.
Well,
I think I heard you use it.
Yeah, it's my favorite. I love that companion of choice thing. Matter of fact, I tell people that because, you know, when we girls get to a certain age, calling somebody our boyfriend just doesn't quite cut it. So, well, here's the thing. Have you decided to ask him or tell him what your situation is?
The only him I know, you know, I mean, he does not live here as far as dark hair and dark eyes. He is trying to relocate here from Texas. But
okay. Here's what I would recommend, because one of the things that I know about you, Sarah, is that you have always been the one that's kind of done it herself, right? You know, you're kind of a no-no, I can do it myself kind of girl. And your cards are talking about is the universe is trying to give you things, and you keep saying, no, I can got it. No, I can do it myself, right? I really would like you instead to be open to what's going to be offered to you in the next 2 weeks. So don't concretely decide that you things have to go in a certain direction. Instead, I want you to just be very open to what comes to you. And the way you be very open to what comes to you is that you start talking to the people around you that are part of your network, and you say, well, you know, I'm in this situation where I just, you know, as much as I'd love to stay where I am, I mean, because I just feel that feels like home and it feels grounded to me, I just have been looking at my resources and it appears as though right now I just can't afford it. And I really want you to frame it exactly the way I'm saying to you, that just so I'm just sitting here thinking about my options. And don't actually ask them or anybody around you for help yet. But just see if the offer immediately comes to you from them, okay? And I also would like you to present this to Mr. Texas. Is just say, you know, I'm really going through a bit of a mental transition here right now. I'm kind of deciding what's going to happen moving forward with my residence, and that if he asks more detailed questions, I'm just. Your cards are not indicating a move, Sarah. They're not talking about a move. So it's saying that somebody that sort of owes you or somebody that you have helped in the past, it's about to come back to you.
Okay.
So I want you to actually think about people that you have helped in the past.
Okay.
And it wouldn't hurt for you to just call up and check in with them. Now, if someone from the past also happens to owe you money, this is when you call up and you say, so, Steve, it's me, Sarah. How the heck are you? Oh, hey, Sarah, what's going on? And you talk about what's going on with the two of you and say, look, I realize this call's kind of right out of the blue, but remember that $500 I loaned you a few years back? Yeah. You know, I could use it right now.
Okay.
So instead of being the gal that goes, wow, I do all this giving for other people and I don't get a lot back, well, part of it is because you're a no-no, I can do it myself gal, and that people that are offering to help you, you seem to either ignore it or immediately dismiss it.
Okay.
And the next 2 weeks, be especially open to things that happen by coincidence for you. That this is saying that the universe is specifically designing things to get your attention in the next 2 weeks. So I hope you call me on my October 6th program, okay? And just let me know what's happened in these 2 weeks. But it means that you need to be incredibly sort of hyper aware for things that seem to be presenting themselves specifically for you. All right?
Okay. Thank
all right.
you, Mona.
And then you can ask me that question again on October 6th.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you
Thank
soon.
You.
Okay. All right. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 787 area code. Hello, 787. Who's this?
Hi, Julie.
Hey, Julie, what's your question?
Oh, okay. I wrote, and I didn't even mean to write it. It just happened to happen. And it was at times as it was being written, I got a little inspired by a person. And then I put it on the social network, and I think the person read it. And I was just wondering how the person perceived or how they vibed.
Well, first of all, you have tapped into something that actually could be could actually enhance your income. You've tapped into a wonderful creative venue that could be just marvelous for you. I mean, just in general. You have the most successful card that you can actually get in my deck of cards in your reading. It's called, in traditional tarot, it's called the World. All right?
Ooh.
And in my deck, it's a card called Completion. And it shows the face of somebody very serene with the final puzzle piece being placed over the third eye. So what's happened is that have you connected psychically, I mean, not only social network media-wise, but have you also connected psychically with the person of your intent? This says yes.
Oh, no, yes. We're very, very, I don't know what the word is, profound.
Okay. But what I want you to realize here is that connection is just far beyond something you happen to post. It is a soul connection with this person. So whether or not you actually get to be with this person, you know, physically, or if this is just a recognition of somebody incredibly special that has influence in your life, there is a soul connection here. So did you make an impression? Yes. Was it positive? Yes. Was it a little uncomfortable for the other person to actually know the depth of what's going on with you? Yeah. But what you've tapped into here is so amazing for you that it doesn't actually matter what the catalyst was.
But was it uncomfortable? It was uncomfortable to get that much, information or whatever you want to call it. But was
I'll
it
just,
like comforting too at the same time?
Well, I would tell you this, that you have made a profound impression on the depth of your understanding with this person.
Okay.
So is the answer, did you make a great impression? This is saying yes. But more importantly, this person, and I keep going to the bigger picture here because this is like a huge thing for you. The bigger picture is that you have tapped into something that you didn't even know you were capable of.
It's true.
You're
right.
Did you ever, wait, I got to tell you something. One of my favorite movies in the whole world is the silliest movie. It's called Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? It's with George Clooney.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
Have you ever seen it?
Oh, parts of it.
Okay. This movie you have to watch all the way through. It's not a little bits and pieces movie unless you've seen the movie before. And like me, if it happens to be on, I turn it on. Like I do that with the movie Jaws, too. It's like for some, not Jaws 2, but the movie Jaws. Okay. But there's something that the characters do as a lark. They're just trying to earn money. Okay? They do it as a lark. And that thing that is the lark, the thing that they just do to earn money, ends up being incredibly popular. But they have no clue how popular it is. And it is that moment that sometimes we don't realize that something that we do just because we're inspired or because we need to, we don't even realize that sometimes that may affect way more people than we ever thought it would. So not only did your post affect that particular person, but it affected every single other person that actually knows you and cares about you. So when I say that there is this sort of global recognition that you're getting here, I'm very serious, Julie.
Well, I think your perception is pretty accurate. And I will send you a copy of it if you'd like.
Would you? Oh, I would love that. Please send that.
Yeah, and I'll send you a copy of who would have been seeing it because it'll make more sense to you, everything that you just said to me now when I send it.
Okay, now I have another question because I just got this flash for you. Could what you have said be a song?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
I'm
connected to songwriters.
Okay, yeah, that's where that's going. Please send that to me. I can't wait to read it.
That's why I thought it was interesting that you kept saying the global, and I was like, oh, I don't want to say anything, but I'll tell her in the email.
Well, thank you for sharing. All right, my friend.
Okay, and listen, when you have, I'm also going to put this in the email. When you have people there struggling for housing, I if they have a two-year income, even if it's low, like $200 a week, and they have a good credit, through these kind of HUD IRS programs that nobody knows about, I can help you to help place them. And they would be paying a mortgage of something ridiculous, like $200 a month. They could get like a 1% mortgage. So,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what I would recommend is send me the link, and I'll post it on my Mystic Mona page on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. Then people can read about it and make their own decision because, the thing is that folks don't even realize what's available out there to them. They just don't, and
they don't.
Realtors
don't want them to know either.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you for sharing.
But I hear the suffering, and I just say to myself, if I can help one or two people, so be it.
Well, send me the link, and I'll post it on my page.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks for the
call. Okay, bye. Oh, you're welcome. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 843 area code.
Hello.
Hello, 843.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. What's your question for me?
I want to know if you see me doing anything different as far as my career and my job position.
Well, what it's saying here is that you're a little not focused. There's a lovely way to say that. It says you're not focused for what you want to do next. So it seems as though you've been just kind of taking the next thing that comes along instead of actually focusing on the thing you might want to do next. So what is it, Crystal, that you really love to do?
I really like working with young people, with children, but more specifically like the teenagers. And right now I'm a high school teacher, but I'm kind of feeling like I'm burnt out and I haven't been teaching for very long. So I don't know what to do.
Well, see, here's the thing that I would recommend for you is that I actually think that if you could work with kids that actually seem to give a crap about their own life, I think that it would be way more satisfying for you. I'm just getting that one of the things that you would be ultimately very good at would be to direct young people, and I'm actually getting teenagers here, into what they would do for a career. Because, the ultimate goal of a parent is to not raise their child to sit around and watch reruns of Judge Judy when they're 22 years old, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
goal of a parent is to make their child autonomous, to make their child independent. That's the ultimate goal of a parent, all right? And what's happened, it just seems like in this day and age that we've evolved a generation of shortcutters, kids that learn how to get what they want with minimal effort. And so if you could be involved with a program that would actually direct teenagers to work toward the things that they actually really want, with the idea that they're not supposed to sit around and watch Judge Judy reruns all afternoon when they're 22,
mm-hmm.
I think that you would find your career to be more satisfying.
Okay. I agree because at the school, we're required to have a club, and last year I had the Career Exploration Club, and we had guest speakers come in, and I just really enjoyed it.
Oh, how cool!
This year they told me I couldn't have it, so I was a little frustrated about that. But I just don't, how do I turn that into a career? Like, what's the job title? I just,
well, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that I flashed on with you, and I don't even know if it exists yet, but it may be a way for you to create a job for yourself, is that, you know, at like the Sylvan Learning Center, their big goal is to help kids learn how to study. That's kind of what they do. But wouldn't it be really cool if you end up being like somebody that does business development for them, but also coaches kids by their own aptitude into what they would naturally be good at? So I could see you actually doing presentations to like in front of PTA boards where you say, you know, I work for, and I'm just going to use Sylvan Learning Center. I work for Sylvan Learning Center, and this is what I do. I take kids that are 13 or 14 years old, and I test them for their aptitude. I find out what they're really good at. I also test their IQ along the way, but what I'm more importantly doing is I'm testing their aptitude to see what they're naturally good at. And then I suggest that these are the careers that they would naturally be good at. Well, when someone tells somebody that they're naturally good at something, you know, whether it's math or journalism or, you know, physics or whatever it is, then people have a tendency to be drawn toward the things that they do well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So since you've already done sort of a career-oriented program, you know, and even though it got squashed, which I don't get, which I'm actually getting, actually I do get, I think there was a little jealousy that your program might have been pretty popular and that you were able to actually really do a good job at it, and you were making somebody else look bad.
So many kids signed up, I didn't have room for it.
Okay, like I said, your program was so popular that you made somebody else's look bad. Okay, but what it's saying to me is that you, there's a hint of what I'm going toward with you here, is that there could be your own business that specifically does this, where you actually come up with an aptitude test that kids take that are, say, 12 or 13 years old, so it's right before they're going into high school, all right? It's an aptitude test where you find out what they're naturally good at. Do you know you would have parents flocking to you with their kids? And that you end up finding the resources and the schools and the way for those kids to actually be geared toward what they're naturally good at. Now, there are kids out there that they're just natural athletes, but they still need to finish high school. So you may end up partnering with a guy that's a coach as well, that this ends up being a incredibly I mean, I'm seeing a big thing for you here, girl. Big thing for you. I'm sorry, I got to go. I'm spending too much time with you. But do you get the idea of what I'm asking you to look for? You still there? Oh, my God, I lost her.
I'm sorry, I had to mute. I'm saying thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Have a good rest of the day.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we've got somebody here from the 646. Oop, let me get that going. All right, got that. Now we'll go to 646. Hello, 646.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Christina.
Hey, Christina, what's your question for me?
Hi. Well, I was wondering what's the outcome going to be for this conflict that I have with some people at work?
Okay, I want to say something before I actually turn your cards over, all right?
Okay.
Sometimes you are presented to go find something else for yourself specifically because you're being made uncomfortable at work, sometimes, right? Sometimes you're presented with crap at work because you're supposed to learn the lesson of how to get through this and not take any of it personally, all right? So I think that it's a combination of both. But because you still need to actually have this job and work there for now, my recommendation would be for you to tootle off to the used bookstore today and get a book called The Four Agreements. Have you read it?
No.
Okay. It's called The Four Agreements, and I'm just going to briefly tell you what those are. The Four Agreements are always do your best, always keep your word, make no assumptions and take nothing personally. That's what the four agreements are. There's a big explanation in there. There's been a lot of assumptions being made around where you work right now. And what's interesting is that you're trying to do a good job. You're trying to you're trying to be a team player, but you're working with a bunch of people that don't seem to want to be a team player.
Yes.
So here's the thing, because your cards your cards are coming up that, you know, by the way, sweetie, if I had a job, I'd probably hire you sight unseen, because I know that you throw your heart into your work and you just want to do a good job. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I also see here that other people have started burdening you with their responsibilities at your job. All right? So that's the very first thing I want you to tackle. And the way you do it is you go to your boss and you say, so, okay, I'm having a situation right now where I'm, in my effort to be a team player, I seem to be taking on responsibilities that are other people's. Okay? So you say this to your boss, and your boss goes, well, who is it? Say, well, I don't really want to say right now because I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus here, but I just want to let you know that the way I'm going to handle it moving forward, because I want to do a good job for you, is I'm going to tell anyone that asks me to help them with a project to clear it with you first before I do it for them.
Okay. Well, the people who I have a conflict with, they want to get the boss to terminate me. So that's the ongoing battle right now, and I'm kind of fighting for survival at this point.
Okay, see, here's what, but do you see how what I just said still applies?
Yes.
Okay, so what you do is you say, it's very important that I talk to you, okay? And
I've already
then you
spoken
have...
to him, and yeah, right now he's deciding whether or not to fire me, based on the allegations of those people I got into a conflict with.
Well, see, the funny, interesting, odd, ironic thing here is that if they let you go, you would have reason to file a lawsuit.
Oh yes.
So what you do is you go to your boss and you say, look, I'm doing the best I can here. You know, I've actually done work for Sally, John, and Sue. I've done their work. And, you know, the thing is that just because that there is a personality conflict, because maybe I do things a little bit more efficiently and they like doing things the old way, I'm trying to save the company money here and I'm being made to look like the bad guy. Because this is all true that I'm telling you. Right?
Yeah, but I just don't know how much of that message is going to get into his ears because you know, it's a group of people who want to get me fired, and he's sort of deciding on, you know, what to do with me. So that's why my question to you is, am I even going to be able to prove my innocence, or that everybody's going to stay biased and, you know, and not want to have anything to do with me?
What it's saying here is there is some bias here, but it's mostly because they don't want somebody that's outshining anybody else. It's like if a bunch of people worked at the post office and one guy figured out how to do his route an hour quicker than anybody else, that would be the guy they'd be picking on. Do you see what I'm saying? So what you've done is you've figured out a way to be more efficient, and in your efforts of being a team player, these people who've gone into groupthink that don't want to change are undermining you. Okay, so the way I would look at this with him is say, look, you know, is that if you don't think I'm getting along with these other people, is there another department you can transfer me to?
I try to do that, and those people will not let me transfer, and that's why they decided to try to get me fired.
The word you need to bring up to your boss is that you're being bullied. That's the word. You have to use that word. I'm being bullied, and you are my supervisor, and I think that you know by my performance that it's because, for whatever reason, they've all glommed together and decided to dislike me. But I'm being bullied, and I really would not want to take this to another level. So I either need your help to transfer me to another department, or you need to step in and tell people that there's behavior that's unacceptable in the workplace.
I've tried that already, and now, you know, I'm just waiting to hear back what they have to say about all this.
Well, they're in it. They're in. They're not in the best of situation either, because, you know, and I don't know if you're in a union shop or whatever's going on with what your job is, but mm-hmm. they have a hard time dealing with this, which is why I'm I want you to think about if there was a global solution that you could present that would help you in the process, then you need to actually have that solution handy. So,
which I already proposed. Yes.
Okay. Well, then what I'm telling you here is that if it turns out that you do get let go, then mm-hmm. you will have recourse. But I actually think that if you get let go, you've actually dodged a bullet, because I wouldn't want to work there anyway. I mean, it's such an uncomfortable place, and, you know, you don't really like the people either that you have to deal with. So it may end up being a blessing in disguise that you end up having to leave there. But I will tell you that if it presents itself that you're the, you end up being the scapegoat and they end up letting you go, you will have recourse.
Of course everyone's going to have recourse, and I'm asking you how this is going to end.
Well, I will specifically tell you your cards, because it can go either way. It says that as a result of this conflict, there's a new beginning for you. So I don't know if the new beginning means that you actually stay at this job or if you go to another job. But I'm going to tell you exactly the cards you have. You have a card that's called, it's the Ten of Pentacles in traditional tarot, which talks about being able to find your place in a family environment and also using the resources of those around you. You have the Seven of Swords card reversed, which is working politics to your benefit, okay? That where you are mm-hmm. is an incredibly political environment, but you have to work it to your benefit. Then you have a card that talks about a new beginning. So whatever happens as a result of this conflict is a new beginning for you, all right? But I'm not sure if the new beginning is a new job or if it's a different job at where you are right now. Then you have a card here that talks about you doing other people's work, and that has actually worked against you, which is why I propose that you clear any future projects through your boss before you actually do them for other people in the future. And then the last card talks about if you really had it your way, you'd have your own business. So those are your exact cards.
I see.
So
thank
what
you.
It says here,
mm-hmm.
what it says
yes.
is that no matter what happens this week is a new beginning for you. And I just looked at the time. I'm sorry, I really got to go.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.